The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Avra Lewis from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. Our first article today is titled, Honor Thy Crown. Sometimes we wear it long and relaxed with color. Then we might go big and carefree or weave it, braid it or lock it. We've been known to chop it all off, too, as I did a few years ago. No matter the style or texture, each strand that graces our crown represents our journey. This month, we are focusing on the majesty of our hair, which makes Golden Globe-winning actress and empress of the ever-changing Tracee Ellis Ross a natural choice for the cover girl. The CEO and founder of the hair care line, Pattern, has exuded her own timeless beauty on Girlfriends and Black-ish. Styled by La Roche and shot by our Best in Black Fashion Awards, winning photographer Jordan for the highlight three reigning queens who've been representing all year, Miss America, Nia Franklin, Miss USA, Chelsea Christ, and Miss Teen USA, Callie Garris. And to introduce 35 power players who've made our beauty needs their business. Meanwhile, Oscar-nominated British actress Naomi Harris serves up looks from the 1990s, and a 15-year-old budding Hollywood mongrel and Black-ish co-star Marseille Martin opens up about the source of her confidence. I hope that you read and see on these pages leads you to honor your own crown as you walk through the world feeling regal with your head held high. Embrace yourself. In love always. Chief Content and Creative Officer, Mo Anna Liu. The next article is from Style Essentials. On screen, Naomi Harris has just about done it all. After bursting onto the scene in the 1987 British kids show Simon and the Witch, the North London native went on to play a badass zombie slayer in 28 Days Later, a mystical goddess in Pirates of the Caribbean sequels, Winnie Mandela in Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, and Miss Moneypenny in the James Bond franchise. And in 2017, Harris was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Academy Award for her portrayal of Paula, a mom struggling to kick her drug habit. In Barry Jenkins' Oscar-winning film Moonlight, while Harris has depicted a cross-section of character over the past three decades, one principle has guided her entire career, representing Black women. I love to play strong, independent female roles, and I love to portray positive images of Black women, Harris says. Her latest film, director Deion Taylor's gritty action flick, Black and Blue, allows her to do just that. In the movie, she plays Alicia West, a rookie cop who inadvertently records a fellow officer killing a drug dealer in cold blood. When West decides to do the right thing and break the blue wall of silence, the dirty cops in her department try to take her out. The result is a fast-paced, heart-pounding film with Harris in the middle of the action. I was on the edge of my seat thinking, wow, this is such a roller coaster ride, she says of the first time she read the script. I don't know what was going to happen. I was hooked. While the film will definitely keep you glued to the screen, Harris said her mom was so stressed out while watching it, she didn't even make it to the end. It was also timely, given the spate of high-profile killings involving the police over the past few years. The movie is brilliantly asking us questions, opening a forum in which we can discuss and dissect the issues that are really socially relevant to us, Harris explains. Unlike her Black and Blue co-star, Tyrese Gibson, who shared that when he was younger, he was taught not to mess with the police. Harris had a different perspective on law enforcement growing up in London. I was unaware of police brutality and police corruption, the 43-year-old admits, but after seeing clips of police killings and abuse splashed across the news, her awareness shifted as more and more of these videos came to light. It affected my assessment of the police, she says. Though she believes there are differences between policing tactics in the U.S. and the U.K., Harris notes that regardless of where she based, it's hugely distressing and disturbing to see those images. She hopes her current project, which was filmed in New Orleans and partially shot using body cameras, will not only entertain moviegoers, but make them think as well. I want audiences to be provoked in some way, and I also want them to have a really immersive experience of what police brutality feels like and what it must be like to be on the receiving end of that, she says. I want people to experience the fact that, yes, there are corrupt cops, and then there are good cops like Alicia who exists as well. While Harris is thrilled to command the stage and screen, her family is still the most important part of her life. When I go abroad, they travel with me to every film set, she says. No matter what, they're always there. Back in July, she appeared on the BBC's Who Do You Think You Are?, a show that hones the family histories of celebrities and other public figures. Harris, who is of Jamaican and Trinidadian descent, learned some startling news about her heritage when the show traced part of her lineage to one of the first enslaved women in Jamaica. I was in tears, she says, because we often think about slavery, but don't necessarily connect the dots between slavery and our lives today. And just seeing it very clearly busted out in my own family history was incredibly powerful. The project also provided some enlightening insights about her forebears. My ancestors generally lived in great poverty and had quite sad lives, she said. And one of the things that I took away from that was the realization that I am now in this privileged position where I get to choose what I want to do with my life, and I get to have my freedom, and I get to be economically free. I can choose, noting that she is literally the embodiment of our ancestors' wildest dreams. She adds, it's really important to honor their legacy by living as happy and as joyous a life as I can, because they weren't able to. The next article is titled Simple Pleasures. While other little girls had crayons, dolls, and jump ropes, Jasmine Sanders had prestige beauty products as her favorite playthings. She hoarded them and admired how lovely they were. Little did she know that one day she would have a career that would require her to constantly play dress-up, her look put together by professional makeup artists like her mom. Like many models, Sanders keeps it low-key when she's not at work, swearing by minimal makeup, rose water spray, and her Vince Camuto Illuminaire perfume, for which she is the face. Now, because I do so much with makeup and I get to test out different looks through work, I don't really wear it in my day-to-day, she says. I like to do something on the lighter end. I'm obsessed with highlighter. It makes everything glowy, pretty, and it just wakes up your face. Being exposed to cosmetics at such a young age gave her an appreciation not only for a great makeup job, but also for the importance of caring for the skin, since her livelihood depends on hers looking its best. She focuses more on maintaining a healthy regimen and reserves color play for adventurous occasions. I'll do a bold lip, but I'm not one to do a bold eye myself, she says with a laugh. I let the professionals do their job. For the CFDA, which is Council of Fashion Designers of America Awards, we did this really dramatic, beautiful blue look with a couple of different tones of blue eyeshadow. It's really hard to get a look wrong with Sanders. Her piercing blue-green eyes and near-perfect skin need no enhancement. Even so, the 2019 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Rookie of the Year shares the same struggles as the rest of us. With fittings, photo shoots, and auditions, she says she finds it difficult to stick to a self-care routine that makes her feel her most alluring. She has to work at making it a priority. She isn't talking only about beauty products. I wake up and sit outside and listen to the birds chirp for as long as I can, she says. I've been doing it since I was a little girl. I go over what I did the day before and what's going to be better today than it was yesterday. That really boasts me. Then I can do my hair and makeup. From the culture section, article entitled Ashton Sanders, Hollywood's rising star steps further into his destiny in Hulu's Wu-Tang, an American saga. History, hip-hop, brotherhood, no three words better describe what evolved to become the iconic rap conglomerate Wu-Tang Clan. But when group member Robert Fitzgerald Diggs sat face-to-face with Moonlight's Ashton Sanders to share the news that Sanders had been handpicked to portray Diggs in the biopic series Wu-Tang, an American Saga, now streaming on Hulu. Sanders was ready to crush the monstrous task at hand. There was no audition at all, he says. RZA and co-creator Alex already had their minds made up that they wanted me to portray him. At first, it was kind of overwhelming, but obviously it's an honor. Wu-Tang tells the unfiltered story of the beloved Staten Island rappers, complete with a glimpse into their individual journeys. It was interesting to find out how RZA was really the curator of the group, Sanders says. Like you see in the show, these guys kind of come from the same place, but are totally different people. RZA's story is about passion and how they didn't let their circumstances define them. It made them stronger and made him stronger. Another highlight of the filming process for the Los Angeles native was forming an unbreakable bond with the series' talented cast members. Just like the Wu, we all came from different places, Sanders says. But the more time we spent together, the more we were like, damn, we really mess with each other. That's very special. And you feel like in the show with Dave East, Joey Bada, Sadiq Sanderson, and Jonelle Young, myself, and so on. The saga continues indeed. Next article, The Culture List. What Cora's watching this month. Whether they're streaming or aiming on prime time or late night, I'm keeping my fall hot by getting cozy with these small screen newcomers. Number 1, The Read with Kid Fury and Krizzle. I've been standing for The Read since 2013, when I began listening to this addictive podcast. Starting October 11th, I'll be equally glued to my screen when their variety talk show featuring Hot Tops debuts on Fuse. Number 2, First Wives Club. The wait is over for this TV adaptation from Girls Trip scribe Tracy Oliver. Let's get together for Jill Scott, Michelle Boutier, and Ryan Michelle Bath to become our on-screen BFFs as they rise up from the burning flames of their marriages. The series begins September 19th on BET, the cable network streaming service. The third one, Mix Dish. Like its ABC predecessor, Black-ish, this smart, irreverent examination of race, gender, and family joins the primetime lineup, with narration by Tracy Ellis Ross and Tika Sumpter in the lead. There's black girl magic in every frame. Number 4, All Rise. When Luke Cage ended, I hoped another series would scoop up Simone Missick for starring a role. She has scored big in this CBS drama as a newly minted judge committed to servicing justice without letting politics get in the way. Number 5, Raising Dion. Michael B. Jordan revs up his executive producer cred with another project centered on a young black boy. Beginning October 4th, this Netflix show follows a widowed mom, Jordan plays a dad, as she raises her own son, who has developed superpowers. Brown Skinned Girl is the title of the next article. Hollywood gatekeepers are still a long way from overcoming color bias, but with actresses such as Ashley Blaine Featherston gracing our screens, they're getting there. For women of a certain hue, being cast in significant roles can pose challenges, but please don't shed any tears for Ashley Blaine Featherston. The stunning star is having more than a moment now that the third season of Netflix's Dear White People has been streamed multiple times by devoted fans. The critically acclaimed series, set on the fictional campus of a prestigious Ivy League school, serves up biting satire on current race relations from the perspective of a group of Gen Z college students. Featherston, who plays the witty and fashion-forward Joel Brooks and bestie to the series protagonist Sam White, has been promoted from being Sam's emotional sounding board to being front and center this season. Joel has inherited the controversial campus radio show Dear White People from Sam, who's decided to take a step back from her activism. The new host finds herself struggling to find her own voice as she steps into the shoes of the more outspoken and provocative Sam. For Featherston, the chance to add depth and complexity to a darker-skinned young black female character like Joelle was a welcome challenge. The landscape has changed since I came to Hollywood about 10 years ago, says the 31-year-old. Back then, we didn't have Viola Davis on How to Get Away with Murder. You couldn't turn on the television or go to streaming channels like Hulu or Netflix and see women like me. That's why I'm so excited to see Lashana Lynch being cast as the next 007. That is major. The platform on which Featherston stands proudly was built by Justin Simon, the creator and executive producer of DWP and Netflix, and for that she's grateful. When I saw myself on the billboards and posters for the show, I was so moved because I know what kind of representation that would provide for women who look like me, she says. They can see that it is possible to play a smart, funny, beautiful, multifaceted character on television, while Featherston remains hopeful for even more representation. She's frank about the hurdles Black actresses face in an industry still rife with colorism and stereotypes attached to brown skin. "I feel it when I audition for projects," she says. "Sometimes they feel my personality and my abilities, but they think she's so eloquent and poised, but I don't see the character looking this way." And when they say looking this way, they literally mean the amount of melanin I have in my skin. Still, shifts are slowly happening. Featherston recently partnered with former classmate Amanda E. Johnson. They both attended Howard University, and KJ Miller, owners of Minted, a line of cosmetics for the Minted X ABF collection. They were really interested in doing a celebrity collaboration and asked me to be the first. She says, "We created this collection with Black women and women of color in mind so that we have a place where we can feel beautiful and know that we are not excluded." Stroke of Genius is the article from the arts section. Gilt textiles, African wonder, and astrophysics are just a few of the themes Lena Iris Victor depicts on her canvases, which have been shown around the world. Up next, London's Autograph Gallery. Gold is Lena Iris Victor's gateway drug. Walk by any of her gleaming installations, and the sparkle will catch your eye, draw you in for a closer examination. Maybe even make you gasp. That's the point. At first, you're in awe of the painstakingly planned 24-carat magic Victor creates. From the composition to the use of color, nothing is impulsive. If you stare long enough, the layers start to emerge. A heady mix of Victor's Liberian roots, a nod to science. And wait, is that blackface? Well, not exactly. "I use beauty as a tool," says Victor from her New York City studio, where she is busy prepping for her upcoming exhibit. "Some are born to endless night, dark matter," at the Autograph Gallery in London. The show, which features 60-plus offerings, will remain on display until January 2020. Beauty is a doorway to a conversation about what's actually being discussed beyond the aesthetic value, adds the artist. "The purpose is to make people slow down and reflect." That's what happens when you view Victor's constellations. A black and gold combination of symbiosis reminiscent of Egyptian hieroglyphics from a nude woman, and Victor's image painted in black. She sits front and center, her shorn head orbited by a halo, a planetary ring. Is she a black Virgin Mary? Victor insists that she has no agenda. "Whatever comes to you comes," she says, but on the short list of subjects she thinks about when she's creating, in no particular order, reinstating the value of gold. She's dismayed the metal has become a symbol of monetary wealth when, throughout history, it was traditionally a godly material used in churches, mosques, temples, and sacred spaces. Then there's the idea of materia prima, or first matter, a concept drawn from astrophysics. "The universe was birthed from blackness," Victor explains. "Our society has this very negative view of black, yet black is the source of everything." Perhaps more than anything, she wants to re-educate viewers about Africa. She points out how masters of the art world, Picasso and Matisse, were inspired by the motherland, says Victor. If you look to what their source material was, you may find that it's actually part of our heritage. The next article I will read is titled Monica Stevens' New Hair Care Collection is a Curly Girl's Dream Come True from Essence Magazine. We all want salon quality hair products, but we don't want to pay the prestige price tag. Thankfully, with Monica Stevens' new hair care line, we don't have to. Monday, the hairstylist and hair influencer launched Mo Knows Hair Care Collection, and it features professional-grade hair products to help curly girls achieve the best version of their hair without breaking the bank. However, developing affordable formulas wasn't easy. It was hard to do, said Stevens. I wanted what I know a salon product would have in it, and it was important for me to push the point. That was my benchmark while trying to keep the price point accessible for consumers, Stevens told Essence. This was something that was missing in the texture hair space. So I thought, let me make that, said Stevens, who is a firm believer in creating the things you want to see in the world. Her long-standing relationship with Sally Beauty made it possible. In the summer of 2015, a brand collaborated with Stevens on a series of hair tutorials, and shortly thereafter, Stevens became the brand's stylist for textured hair. And yesterday, the licensed cosmetologist launched her first hair care collection exclusively available at Sally Beauty. It's kind of been an evolutional relationship, said Stevens. I've shopped there since I was a kid. I always look forward to being able to get so many things for a deal and feel like I got what I needed. I feel taken care of, and with her new collection, Stevens returns a favor with 8 new products for taking care of curls. I want women to feel confident and comfortable that this was created by someone who looks like them and thinks like them, lives the life they're living, and has the hair they have. I am licensed. I'm not guessing. I want you to feel confident. It's important to me. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Ebony. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. Call 919-832-5138 with questions.